I'm Sean Power reporting. Galen Catholic Schools will host a mattress sale fundraiser inside of the Bill Doe Memorial Gymnasium tomorrow, starting at 10 a.m. The fundraiser is being held in support of the Galen Catholic High School Music Department, with purchases directly supporting Galen students. The sale offers brand new, brand name, made-to-order mattresses in all sizes, styles, and comfort levels, with prices below MSRP and with full factory warranties. Premium mattresses, adjustable bases, sheets, and luxury pillows will additionally be on sale, with delivery and financing options available to shoppers. Over 25 mattresses will be on display during the sale from brands including Therapeutic, Purple, Helix, and PureCare. The sale itself will take place tomorrow, March 1st, from 10 a.m. till 4 p.m. The United States Environmental Protection Agency awarded the City of Lamar's a $400,000 assessment grant last year, with the goal of returning underutilized properties back to productive reuses. The federal funds will assist in offsetting costs associated with completing environmental site assessments on targeted brownfields properties, conducting outreach activities, and analyzing remediation alternatives for properties requiring cleanup. Eocene Environmental Group was selected by the city to oversee implementation of the grant. Positive site eligibility determinations were received from the Iowa Department of Natural Resources and the US EPA to assess its first six properties. The investigations are expected to occur in early spring, and the city will also schedule an outreach event in May of this year at a site to be determined. Governor Kim Reynolds says using Iowa State Patrol airplanes on official travel helps her get more done more quickly.
I travel the state extensively. And I have a family, and we work weekends, and we try to get out and attend to as many things as we can.
Earlier this week, the Des Moines Register reported Reynolds had been using a state-owned plane purchased in late 2024 with federal COVID-19 relief funds. On Thursday, Reynolds told State House reporters while she had flown in that plane and others in the Iowa Department of Public Safety's fleet, it was the agency that decided which one is available and who will fly it.
So it allows me to actually get out and reach constituents quicker. So, you know, I it's the right thing to do. I don't ever use it for personal use. It's always for official use. Several governors have their own plane. We don't.
Democrats say it is outrageous that Reynolds has used a state-owned plane for political purposes. The Register reported Reynolds flew to Sioux City on January 29th to visit with students and staff at two local schools. Then she endorsed Congresswoman Ashley Hinson's U.S. Senate bid during an event that evening. Representative Adam Zabner, a Democrat from Iowa City, says it was wrong to use over $4.5 million in pandemic relief money on a plane.
At a time when Iowans are struggling to make ends meet, the governor used money intended to help everyday Iowans to purchase this plane.
Reynolds says the plane purchased with pandemic funds is primarily being used for law enforcement purposes, and her flights accounted for fewer than 3% of the hours state-owned planes were flown last year. And that's a look at your local news. I'm Sean Power.